Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah. El-Azim, el-Lezi, la ilahe illallah, hayyum, ve etubi ile, ve selavtabete, ve mağfirete, ve hidayete, innehu ettevâber rahîm. Vâfu anna ya kerîm, vâfu anna ya kerîm, vâfu anna ya kerîm. Vakfir lana bi fadlike ya rahman ya rahîm. Ya Meliku, Ya Kudüsü, Ya Hafızı, Ya Allah, El Evveli Allah, El Ahir Allah, El Zahir Allah, El Batin Allah, Hayrihi ve Şerrihi Minallahu Teala, Ve Eşhedü Enne İlahe İllallah, Ve Eşhedü Enne Muhammeden Abduhu ve Resulühü. Esselatu Vesselamu Aleyke Ya Resulallah, Esselatu Vesselamu Aleyke Ya Habiballah, Esselatu Vesselamu Aleyke Ya Seyyidine Nebine ve Ahirin. Şerene ya şefiyel müslidin. Bir rahmetike ya hamar rahimin. Kalallahu teala fi kitab-ı kerim. Euzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya eyyühen nasu inna halaknakum min zekerin ve unta ve cealnakum şuuben ve kabaila litef'arukum. Allah Teala said in our book, O mankind, we created you from a single pair of a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes, that you may know each other, not that you may despise each other. Allah Teala created us in different societies with different traditions. When a community makes a habit of doing something, then it becomes a custom. And the customs are widely accepted ways of doing things in particular societies, in a specific time and locality. And they are passed from generation to generation by imitating, by copying, because they have symbolic meaning, because they have specific significance. That's why they keep them passed from one generation to another. Usually we call these either taqlid or earth or adet. In the Islamic world, there are 1.6 billion Muslims spread over 50 countries in 6 continents. The tradition and culture in the Islamic world is rich, very rich. But traditions are not uniform. They are not inflexible. They are not unchanged. Traditions, customs themselves are open to innovation. Traditions may change. Traditions are variable. But the most important thing, part of Islamic culture is that, regardless, all the traditions that become part of our lives, all the traditions that we embedded into our lives are legitimate in the sense that They should not object the principles of Quran and the Sunnah. You know, in the olden times, people used to rub a piece of metal on a black stone to check if it is gold or not. Black stone is called the touchstone. We have two touchstones. We rub our traditions to the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. With these two touchstones, we assume these traditions and make part of our lives. That's what made Islamic culture so rich, so vibrant, so dynamic. We did not automatically reject things or accept things, but we looked at the essence of it and see with the confidence of the touchstones if we can apply those in our lives. The traditions of Muslim societies did not get originated after these societies embrace Islam, many of the traditions actually coming from Iran. They were kept because they did not consider it. Although there is no explicit definition, description of a particular tradition in Quran or the Sunnah, you may not be able to find. Why? They did not consider it. Because they did not consider what the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, they were upset. Where I came from, for example, when somebody passed, the shoes and the dresses, the clothing of that person are put in front of the door. For people, for the needy people to pay. It is considered that sunnah. Immediately when somebody dies, a table is set, a special dessert is cooked. Strangers are lying down. They pick a dessert and they pray for the soul of the deceased. All the traditions really depend on the locality. Not every place, not every city is follow this tradition, but it is kept as a tradition because it is supported. It supports the teachings of the Quran. In another tradition, you know, there is a school processions for the young children before they start the school to encourage them that learning is good. School is good. Love your teacher. Love your friends. To be able to encourage them to learn processions. And in those processions, they ride horses, they get entertained. Young people, when before they go to their military service, in bus stations, people gather, they bring drums, they sing songs to encourage them to go, and also express their appreciation. That because they're going to sacrifice from their own lives to protect their country. All those traditions bring people closer together. All those traditions make people love each other, respect each other more. Isn't that the teachings of the Prophet? Didn't he advise that perform an act, such an act that would make you love each other? But there are some elements of Islam. These are constants. Some elements of Islam are universal. It's not widely, collectively, unanimously accepted by all Muslim societies. There's no discussion on those. You don't discuss. These are the pillars of Islam and conditions of faith. You cannot say, I'm a Muslim, but I don't believe in such and such prophet. I don't believe in angels. I don't believe in the hereafter. I don't believe in the revelation. You can't say that. These are the conditions of your faith. You cannot say that it's okay to pray four times a day, I'm going to skip the morning prayer. You cannot say that. You cannot say that I'm going to fast 10 days this year, 30 days is too much. Worship, the principles of worship, principles of the faith, are the things, they're not open. Traditions are not sacred. They are supported by Quran, but they are not sacred. Ceremonies are not sacred. They may change from locality to locality. They may change from society to society. But they change from time to time. And there's a good reason for that. Because traditions are vehicles. Vehicles to support the essence. Essence don't change. Tools, vehicles, places, times change. Fundamentals don't change. And when a community, when they come together and make something a habit, there's a convenience. Because of that convenience, they do that. Not because it is a penalty, not because they suffer from it, or not because they hate it, they love it. There is a convenience associated with the customs and traditions of different societies, which we have to respect. It's important to respect that, because if those traditions are not complex, if those traditions are not objected by the teachings of the Quran and the principles, banning those traditions are inflicting difficulty on those people, because people are used to do it. And Allah Ta'ala does not like people who make the religion difficult. Rasulullah said clearly, make things easy, not difficult. Spread good news. Don't drive people away from the religion. And Allah Ta'ala warns us in the ayah, as a matter of fact, advises us to celebrate these differences, traditions, what they are not sacred. These differences that we need to celebrate brings vibrance, bring power, bring diversity in our culture, which made us strong for centuries. Local customs, our traditions, they change from time to time, from locality to locality. And the reason for that is the way we communicate change. The way we communicate change, the way we travel change, the tools change. When those things change, the traditions change as well. 1400 years ago, people had to transport themselves. Transportation is a necessity. They have to transport, I have to transport, to be able to perform my duties. To be able to serve, transportation is necessity. Transportation, the necessity of transportation doesn't change. 1400 years ago, in Arabia, they were using camels. In Anatolia, they were using horses. Now we use cars and trains and airplanes. The need to go from one place to another doesn't change. Vehicles change. Vehicles are not sacred. Tools are not sacred. Essence is the necessity of serving the humanity. 1400 years ago, people used torches to light the mosques. For a good reason, when they come at night, people didn't see each other, didn't see the mosque, to be able to illuminate the mosque, to be able to give convenience to people. People brought torches to illuminate the mosque. Then, lamps with oil. Then electricity. The purpose is to eliminate the mosque, to eliminate the darkness so that people can do their worship comfortably. That's the essence. It doesn't matter if you use electricity or torch. In the history of Islam, we borrow many scientific and cultural traditions from those. Maybe they borrowed much more than what we borrowed from them. When you look at the golden age of Islam, for thousands of years, fundamental principles of philosophy, religion, mathematics, astronomy, were copied by Europeans, and then they built the Renaissance. There was a constant interaction, traditions. There was a constant interaction, but Muslims were solid. They had these two incredible touchstones and confidence in whatever works they took. Whatever did not contradict what the principles they took. Whatever didn't work, they lost. They learned how to respect the woman at the time of crusades, when they started interacting with Muslims. It's inevitable. You cannot, just to be able to protect your religion, you cannot block yourself. You cannot isolate yourself. You're going to interact. But nobody is going to force you to exercise a tradition which is conflicting with your own principles. At the time of Hazrat Umar, radiallahu anhu, when Muslims conquered Egypt, there was a tradition which was totally against Islamic principles, that they were sacrificing young women when Nile dried. To the goddess of rain. They immediately stopped that. First thing they did was to stop in that situation. But when Ottomans came to power years, maybe centuries after the Prophet became blessings upon him, in the inauguration ceremonies of the leaders of the Islam, the Caliph, in the ceremonies of inauguration, the high officers gathered around the Sultan and they shouted, "My Sultan, don't be afraid, God is greater than you." They established this tradition for centuries. Because it supports. Because they were saying the truth. We accepted that. We embraced it. We embedded it in our lives. We took it as a legitimate tradition. But it's not sacred. our religion is really based off on biblical combat. And we chose to live in the West. Didn't we? We came here. Inevitably, we are going to interact. We are going to interact with the society, with the traditions of this society. And this society has its own traditions different than ours. In this society, you are going to see traditions which are influenced by Christianity, influenced by Judaism, influenced by Greek, Roman, Orthodox traditions, by Celtics, by Slavic traditions. Different heritages are influencing the traditions here. Some of these traditions conflict with my principles. I don't take them. Some of them don't. I participate. Just to be able to protect religion, we don't have to isolate ourselves. We have the touchstone that we can depend on to make a decision. We do not automatically. We don't have to automatically reject everything. Or we don't, nobody can force us to automatically accept everything. We are encouraged to show compassion to our mothers and fathers. Not celebrating Mother's Day just because it's not an Islamic tradition is not going to make us a better Muslim. But maybe celebrating every day is Mother's Day, showing compassion and love to our mothers every day is going to make us a better Muslim. Because Rasulullah said that the garden of paradise is under the feet of the mothers. Because of that, not celebrating the birthdays of our children, because it's not an Islamic tradition, is not going to make us a better Muslim. But maybe feeling the gratitude for their birth every day, being thankful, is going to make us a better one. Because Rasulullah said, if you can't show compassion to your own children, you cannot show compassion to anybody else. You know, buying a gift to our wives, to our husbands, to our loved ones, buying a gift to our children, to express that we love them, is good. Not buying a gift, because when you look at the calendar, oh my God, I cannot buy a gift today because it is the 14th of February, will not make you a better Muslim. What makes you a better Muslim is really giving gifts to your wives, to husbands, to loved ones more often than one day a year. Because Rasulullah said, didn't he say that give gifts to each other, because giving gifts will increase love and compassion. Just because of that, isn't it worth to give gifts to increase love? Okay, people say that some people don't know what true love means. True love, we know what it means. It is not between two bodies. Love happens between two souls. We know that. Just because some people don't know the true meaning of love, should we also forget? Should we also forget the true meaning of love? Ya Rahman, Ya
Rahman.
Oh, the most merciful, most merciful. You love to forgive for the
love. Amen.
Decorate us with beautiful qualities of our Prophet. Rasulullah, who was sent as the mercy upon you. You have blessed us with this beautiful religion. Enable us. Stick to the principles of our religion. Stick to the principles of the teachings of our book and the traditions of our tribe. Make us recognize our responsibility as a human being. When you test us with the little trials, and see us in patience, do not increase your trials upon us. You have promised, do not test us more than we can forbear. And gather us in the hereafter in the vicinity of the one whom you have sent as the mercy upon the universe. Amen. Make us worthy of his
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Elhamdülillah. Allahümme salli ala seyyidina Muhammedin mahşereten ve yavvan. Fe'akabel asan. Fe'akabel cibiran. Fıstakbel felgeden. Ve veli duhâhu l'ervâhe ekli beyti dibine şahiyyata resulam. Ve bâleke sellem aleyhi ketiren ketiren ketiren. Ve sallallahu ala seyyidina Muhammedin ve ala cemil nebiyyâhu. Ve levliyâhi ve s-salikûn ve ala melâketike vel mukarrabîn ve ala kitâkife icma'in minnetin semâvâti ve ahdîl arâdîn ve rıdvanullâhi teâlâ âlâ âle resulullâhi ve sahâbihi icma'in âmîn âmîn ve hamdûlâhi.
Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah.